three passages tonight. Psalm 73, Song of Solomon, chapter 1, and James, chapter 4. I'll read one verse in each of these. In Psalm 73, in verse 28, the psalmist says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4. We have the prayer of the bride. She says, "Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee." And then in James 4, verse 8, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded." As you can see, each of these verses speak of drawing near to God, which is a possibility, and it is an opportunity to draw near to God. It is possible for me every single day, and it's possible for you every single day. And you have the opportunity every day, throughout the day, to draw near to God. Then we see that there is a fact stated concerning this in Psalm 73:28, the verse that we read, "It is good for me to draw near to God." That is a simple statement of fact without any exceptions whatsoever. We see in Song of Solomon 1 in verse 4, there is a plea or prayer made, "Draw me." And again, there are no restrictions. There are no limitations. It is simply, "Draw me." It's not you and I dictating to God how he will do that. It is simply, "Draw me." And then we see in James 4 and verse 8, there is a command given, "Draw nigh to God." The fact that this is a command implies that this is our responsibility. This is our obligation to draw near to God. There is never time, there is never a condition, there is never a situation, there is never a circumstance when what is taught in these three verses that we've read do not apply. They always apply. So we want to speak tonight briefly on the subject of nearness to God. First of all, we want to consider the possibility and the opportunity that is stated, and that is simply this, that we can draw near to God. Now, we know that the Bible teaches that God is omnipresent, which simply means that God is essentially everywhere, at the same time present in heaven and earth. That being said, it is not possible for you and I to be somewhere where God isn't. It's not possible. You can't go anywhere where God isn't. Yet, we read in Ephesians 2 and verse 13 that We entered this life as unsaved sinners, far off from God. And the words far off, of course, simply means nowhere near. We were nowhere near God. Yet God is everywhere. We also read in Ephesians 2 and verse 13 that we were made nigh, made near by the blood of Jesus Christ. So in the light of the omnipresence of God, these phrases, far off from God, made nigh by the blood of Christ, obviously speak in a spiritual sense, because there's nowhere you can go where God isn't. They obviously speak in a spiritual sense, and they obviously speak of a relationship to the Lord. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 5, it is said of the children of Israel that they are gone far from me. Now that is not physically possible, because again, everywhere we go, God is. But in a spiritual sense, it is so. In a sense of relationship, it is so. In Jeremiah 2 and verse 13, we read, they have forsaken me. They have left me. They have deserted me. They have abandoned me. Well, how can you leave if he's everywhere? Well, again, we're talking about a relationship. We're talking about a spiritual sense. It does not mean that the children of Israel found a place where God wasn't. So we're talking about a relationship. So to draw near to God, what does that mean? What does it mean to draw near to God? Again, it speaks of a relationship. So if I can draw near to God, I believe that means that I can have a closer relationship with God. I believe every day that's possible. When the Lord saved my soul, he initiated a relationship. And every day since then, there has been the possibility, there has been the opportunity, and it has been my responsibility and obligation to have a closer relationship with God. To draw near to God means to know him more. That's possible every day. It is possible every single day for me to know him more. It means to have a greater familiarity with the Lord. It is to have a greater friendship, a warmer friendship with him. This includes having a greater esteem for the Lord, having a deeper sense of his presence, having our hearts more and more occupied with him. This is what it means to draw near to God. It is a relationship. We need to carefully examine where we are with the Lord. Because every day since we've been saved, we have had opportunity upon opportunity to draw near to God. Every day. All through the day. God has brought circumstances in our life that certainly ought to have drawn us closer to the Lord. It's to have a greater personal experience of him. To draw near to God is to experience him more and more. It means that we abide in him. And we have a more intimate connection, a greater attachment to him. That's what it means to draw near to God. And this is possible. That is, it's feasible. It is feasible for you and I to draw near to God. It's attainable. It is achievable. It's something that we can accomplish every single day to draw near unto God. Again, every day, that's my opportunity. Every day, that is a possibility. And whatever it is that comes into my life, whatever it is that comes into your life, you can draw near to God. And that is what is most important. So the question is, what are you doing? What are you doing with such a possibility? What are you doing with such an opportunity? Perhaps yesterday we withdrew from God. Perhaps yesterday we got further from God in our relationship. But a new day brings me the opportunity to draw near to God. If you withdrew from God, don't build upon that the next day. But take the possibility that you have. Take the opportunity that you have to draw near to God. So what have we done? What have we done with the possibility? What have we done with the opportunity to draw near unto God? How often are you even aware that it is possible for you to draw near to God? How often are you even aware of the opportunity that you have to draw near to God? So we see drawing near to God presents a possibility, presents an opportunity. Secondly, this possibility and opportunity is also a responsibility and an obligation. Again, we have the command in James 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God. That's a command. I am obligated. I am personally responsible to draw near to God. And every day it is possible. And every day I have the opportunity to do so. Again, this is our responsibility to draw near to God. And nothing can possibly diminish that responsibility. It doesn't matter what other responsibilities you have. It doesn't matter what other obligations you have. There is nothing that trumps this responsibility to draw near to God. Nothing diminishes that responsibility. Nothing diminishes that obligation. There is no set of circumstances that diminishes that obligation. There is no set of circumstances which I can come under where it is no longer my responsibility to draw near to God. Where I am no longer obligated to draw near of God. There is no condition that we can get ourselves in where it diminishes our responsibility to draw near to God. There's no place that you can be that lessens the responsibility and the obligation to draw near to God. Now you'll notice if you go back over to James chapter 4, this obligation, this responsibility to draw near to God includes some other responsibilities. There are some things that are necessary if we're going to draw near to God. Verse 7 is, submit yourselves to God. You cannot draw near to God if you do not submit yourself to the Lord. So it becomes our responsibility, it becomes our obligation to submit ourselves. Resist the devil. You have to submit and you have to resist the devil in order to draw near to God. Verse 8, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. We're talking about repentance. We're talking about dealing with sin. You cannot draw near to God and refuse to deal with your sin. There has to be a personal dealing with sin. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Verse 10, humble yourselves. All these things are necessary in drawing near to God. And all these things become our responsibility and become our obligation. And then thirdly, we see that in Psalm 73 and verse 28, there is a simple fact stated. It is good for me to draw near to God. That is a possibility and an opportunity that I have every day. That is a responsibility and an obligation that I have every day. And it is good for me to draw near to God. It doesn't just say it is good to draw near to God. It says much more than that. It says it's good for me to draw near to God. It's good for me. It's good for you. It's good for everybody. There isn't anybody that this does not apply to. It is good for me, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what my condition, no matter what is going on, no matter how I feel, it is simply good for me to draw near to God. What that means is it's to my advantage. It's advantageous to me to draw near to God. It's worthwhile. If it's good, it means it's worthwhile. And it's worthwhile no matter what it might cost. It's worthwhile to draw near to God. It's profitable for me to draw near to God. It's right for me to draw near to God. It is advisable. It's always advisable for me to draw near to God. You cannot go wrong giving someone the advice, draw near to God. That's always advisable. And it's always appropriate. It's never misappropriate. It's never wrong. It's never bad. It's always good for me. And it's always good for you to draw near to God. Now notice here in verse 28, notice the tense. It is. Not that it was, or it shall be, though both of those are true. But it is, right now. Right now, it is good for me to draw near to God. And whatever your right now is, whatever your right now involves, it is good for you to draw near to God. That's always so. He is Creator God. He is Holy God. He's Redeemer God. He's Savior God. He's Almighty. He's Sovereign. He's All-Knowing. He's a King. He's a Fortress. He's a Refuge. He's a Hiding Place. And on and on and on you can go. But the simple fact is this. It is good for me to draw near to God. Because of who He is. Because of who He is. It is always good for me to draw near to God. We read in Psalm 16 and verse 11, it is that at His right hand are pleasures, or delight and contentment forevermore. And therefore, it is good for me to draw near to God. It's good for me to draw near to God. Because that always promotes holiness. But not only that, it's good for me to draw near to God because it helps the understanding. And it also fixes our heart upon God. It prevents our heart from becoming hard, to always be drawing near to God. It prevents our heart from becoming impenitent and bitter. Let me tell you, you can't grow bitter drawing near to God. It's not possible. Your heart can't grow hard drawing near to God. And you can't be unrepentant drawing nigh to God. This is the answer. Draw near to God. And it's good for me because it will prevent many a problem. It'll prevent many a trouble. I'm not saying it certainly doesn't take away problems. It doesn't take away troubles, but it prevents a lot of problems. It prevents a lot of troubles. There's a lot of problems you wouldn't have. There's a lot of troubles we wouldn't have if we simply drew near to God. And not only that, if we draw near to God, it'll give us the strength to deal with the problems or the troubles that we have. Drawing near to God will prevent spiritual loss. We lose so much because we simply fail to draw near to God. If we could only imagine what we've all lost by not taking the opportunities that God has given us to draw near unto Him, it'll also give us courage. You can't help but have courage if you draw near to God. It'll give you conviction. You draw near to God and you continue to do that, you have conviction. It'll fortify the mind. It'll revive our spirits. And it really, what other people are doing should not have any bearing upon our drawing near to God. Notice verse 27 of Psalm 73. He says, "For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish." So there are those that are far from God. But the psalmist says, "But it's good for me to draw near to God." Don't use someone else's farness from God as an excuse for yours. There are those who are far from God, but it's good for me to draw nigh to God. Notice the latter part of that verse, verse 27. He talks about them that go a-whoring from thee. And then he says, but it's good for me to draw near to God. We run across people all the time that go a-whoring from God. That wander from God. But that has no bearing upon our relationship with the Lord. No matter what anyone else does, it's still my responsibility. It's still my obligation to draw near to God. And no matter what anybody else does, it's good for me. It's good for me to draw near to God. So it's never wrong. It's never unwise. It's never unadvisable. It's always good. And it's always good for me. And it's always good for you to draw near to God. And then we see in Song of Solomon 1 and verse 4, there is a personal plea. She says, draw me. Draw me. That simply means, Lord, bring me. You bring me closer to thee. It means to cause me to move continuously toward thee. If we look at our lives, on any given day, there are times in a day where we are not moving toward God. There are times in the day when we are moving away from God. And we need to always be praying, Lord, cause me to move continuously toward Thee. No matter what anybody else is doing. Lord, you cause me to move toward thee. I'm responsible. I'm obligated to draw near. And therefore, we ought to plead with God. Draw me. Draw me. When was the last time that you pleaded with God, Lord, draw me?
It's not take away this problem, deal with this burden and this, but Lord, draw me closer to thee. That should always be our plea. And I believe this is a prayer that is spoken with great fervency, with intense passion. Draw me. But again, notice there in Song of Solomon 1 and verse 4, there are no stipulations. It is entirely left to God how He draws us. Our only concern is not how He draws us. Our only concern is that He does. That He draws us closer to God. No matter what the circumstance, whether it be something we consider good, whether it be something we consider bad, whatever, our prayer ought to always be, Lord, draw me. Lord, just keep me moving toward Thee. It's very easy when you're around those that go whoring from God, those who are far from God. It's very, very easy to get in the flesh. When someone mistreats you, it is very easy to get in the flesh. You need to just pray, Lord, keep me moving toward Thee. Just keep me moving toward Thee. That needs to be our constant desire. That needs to be our constant aspiration. It is a prayer that stems from a sense of need. I need God. I need God every single day. And none of us fully realize how much we need God. We've never really fully realized, because we still depend upon ourselves to a very large degree. This is a prayer that stems from a sense of need. And the more I realize that I need Him, the more I'm going to pray, Lord, draw me. And the more I realize that it's good for me to draw near to God. Because I don't believe that everyone is convinced that it is good for them to draw near to God. Because if they were convinced of that, it seems to me that they would do so. If you really believe that it was good for you to draw near to God, that's what you do. But why is it that so many people draw near and near and near to the world? Because they think that's what's good for them. They think that's what's most advantageous to them. That's why they put the material ahead of the spiritual. They believe there is more advantage in the material than the spiritual. But it is always good for you to draw near to God. If it costs you everything, it's good to draw near to God. We need to realize that, and in so doing, we realize our sense of need. It is also the prayer of one who is not content with their present spiritual condition. There isn't anyone here that cannot be closer to God. It's true of all of us. When you get as close as you think you possibly can, you can still be closer. Draw near to God. Lord, draw me. The most spiritual individual can be more spiritual. The most holy individual can be more holy. The strongest one spiritually can be stronger. The one who is the most learned can learn more. And on we can go. The point is, we should never be satisfied with where we are spiritually. And therefore, we should always be praying, Lord, draw me. Lord, draw me. We ought to find ourselves throughout the day saying those words, Lord, draw me. Lord, keep me moving and your direction. Keep me moving toward thee. But is this not also a prayer of one who senses danger? Draw me. Draw me from and draw me to. Draw me from the flesh. Draw me from the devil. Draw me from the world. Why? Because these things are dangerous. Draw me from these. Draw me from myself. Draw me from my lust. Draw me from my desires. And draw me closer to thee. Draw me from all the snares that the devil has set in my path. Draw me from all the allurements. Draw me from all the entanglements of the world. And draw me closer to thee. These things are dangerous. Draw me from the spell of the world. And there are many who profess to be saved. They are under the spell of the devil. They are under the spell of the world. They are under the spell of their own sinful flesh. We need to pray, Lord, draw me from these things. Draw me away from these things. And cause me to move toward thee. Draw me away from the temptations. Draw me away from myself. Draw me away from my human reasonings. Draw me to thee. Keep me moving toward thee. So this is a prayer that stems from a sense of danger. Draw me from self-assurance to thyself. Draw me from self-reliance to thyself. Draw me from self-will to thyself. Draw me from self-seeking. Draw me from self-indulgence. Just keep me moving toward thee. Draw me from these things and draw me toward thee. That needs to be our constant plea. And then notice, in closing, in Song of Solomon 1, verse 4, she prays, draw me, anticipating that he will, we will run after thee. And the Lord is drawing us, we will run after thee. That is, we will move toward thee with cheerfulness. We will move toward thee with eagerness. We will not hesitate. We will not delay. We will not linger. We will not waver between God and the world, between holiness and sin. But instead, we will flee to God. That needs to be our constant habit. It needs to be ingrained in us to flee to God, to flee to Him. Not just in times of difficulty. God's not just a fire escape, but at all times. We ought to flee to the Lord. Draw near to God. This is a possibility for everyone here that's saved. It is the opportunity that we all have. It is the responsibility and the obligation that we all have. And in light of the fact that it is good for me to draw near to God, oh, how we ought to be praying. Lord, draw me closer to you. We've said this many times, if we were to really carefully examine the things that we pray for, we would find just how selfish and how self-centered we really are. Many prayers have nothing to do with you and I becoming more spiritual. with you and I getting closer to the Lord. It's, Lord, deal with this person, deal with this problem, remove this, and on and on and on we go. But where is the desire to be closer to the one who saved your soul? None of us know what life holds. None of us know how many more days we have. But it is our opportunity, and it is our privilege to draw near to God. There are those who come to the house of God and they leave the house of God. They came in, they were far from God, and they go out, perhaps even further from God. Every time we assemble, our prayer ought to be, Lord, draw me. Lord, draw me closer to Thee. Help me to know Thee more. So I ask you tonight, how close to God are you? And however close that is, it can be closer. It can be closer. How familiar is God to you? He can be more familiar. Draw me near. It is good for me to draw near to God. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that it's good for you right now? That it is the best thing for you right now to draw near to God? Well, if my husband, it's good for you. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about her. You draw near to God. Well, brother so-and-so would get, you draw near to God. You just keep praying that God would keep you moving in the direction of God. So we saw this morning, God is. God is a fact. And that ought to be the most powerful influence in our life. And the very fact of God ought to cause me to want to be close to Him. To pray, draw me near, draw me. To desire to be closer to God means that I don't want anything that would hinder me from drawing near to God. To pray, draw me, that's the same as praying, Lord, remove from me the things that hinder me. And that's how willing we have to be. A lot of times people, I wouldn't mind being closer to God, but I don't want to give up this, and I don't want to give up this, and I want to continue doing this. It doesn't work that way. You have to pray, Lord, whatever it is, the things that hinder me. Lord, you deal with those things in my life and just keep me moving toward Thee. So I challenge you every day, examine, are you moving toward God? Or are you moving away from God? Little Larry, if you'd comment.